Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 85 of Ninjas and Super Spies. It is, as I record this episode, my birthday. That's why I'm allowing myself to drink some coffee while I record, despite the fact that this is not going to be a long recording session. It's my little gift to me. Happy birthday, Chris. You made great life choices. It's been a journey of decades, but finally I have matured from enjoying Ninjas and Super Spies earnestly to enjoying it, ironically, a life well spent. Unfortunately, perhaps for you, the listener, I'm going to be recording a number of episodes in this sitting, which means that my birthday coffee may extend for you for a whole week or beyond. But at least it's happening now that we're into the actual martial arts forms, when I'm going to have plenty to talk about in between sips of coffee. If this had happened back when we were in the vehicle section, my birthday gift to me might have been skipping pages that consist only of tables, which would have left me without a lot of content for a week or two. But enough about me. Let's talk about Bakpai. It is the primary martial art discussed on page 85. It is crane-style kung fu, one of the major styles of kung fu that everybody kind of knows, not one of the little niche ones. It's a balanced style. It does attack and defense. It does different ranges and all that stuff. Its gimmick, however, is that it mimics the movements of a crane with big sweeps and pecking motions. This pecking motion is implemented in the rules as the crane fist, a special, quote, beak-like formation of thumb and fingertips that does 1d8 damage. Like a regular punch, but pointier, it does a little more damage than your conventional punch. And, importantly, it locks into the marquee ability of the crane-style kung fu master, which is a special kata that is also the dumbest thing on this page. And I quote, "Crane stance is a one-legged stance with one leg straight and the other bent so the ankle is right at the knee. Arms are outstretched with elbows up and hands pointing down in crane fist positions. The character cannot advance, retreat, or dodge, and attacks are limited to the crane fist and crescent kick. Bonuses are +4 to parry, +6 to maintain balance, and +2 to strike. In addition, the crane stance bonus of +2 to strike bonuses count toward critical strikes." And then in parentheses, they don't have to be natural rolls. Which, I guess the idea there would be that not only do you get +2 to strike, but that +2 modifies your natural die roll for purposes of critical hit. So if that's the case, then you get a lot more crits out of this stance, which is all well and good. You're going to be able to do a lot of precision strikes with your pointy little fists, which is why this is called crane stance. However, an alternate, perhaps equally appropriate name for this stance would be please murder me with bullets stance. Because as you may have noticed if you were reading the fine print there in the middle, the character cannot advance, retreat, or dodge. And this is a kata. Here's the thing to know about katas. A kata is like a special battle mode. It's like when you're playing Punch-Out, and then, you know, your enemy does the little tell, and then they go into a routine that's always going to be exactly the same. That's how katas operate in Ninjas and Super Spies, and they always take one complete melee round. So you engage it like on your first action of the melee round, and then you're going to be subject to the bonuses and limitations of your kata throughout the round. You can't opt out of it. In this case, when you enter crane stance, as soon as that foot raises off the ground and you're up on one foot, that is a clear signal to your foe as you stand there with your little pointy crane fists. I'm not going anywhere. I literally cannot move for the rest of this round. Not only can I not move, but I can't even dodge. While I can parry effectively, and I can hit you with my little pointy fists if you get close, you're under no obligation to get close. You can move in or out, and there's nothing I can do. And I have no effective defense against ranged attacks. Back when we were talking about hot air balloons, which we were doing a couple of episodes ago, we were mentioning that they were perhaps not ideal escape conveyances in this game because they are vulnerable to being punctured by bullets or ninja stars, which are commonly carried by super spies and ninjas. The same vulnerability holds true for the crane, which is, of course, nature's hot air balloon. As soon as you start to lift that knee in the air, all your foes have to do is, you know, back off from you a few steps and then just mercilessly riddle you with bullets for the rest of the round. There's nothing you can do. perhaps you're thinking, well, okay, it's a tactical option for a specific tactical situation. This is for if you get into like a nasty, dirty fist fight in cramped quarters with somebody who, you know, is not like a sniper or something. It's just a fight. Then you, you know, go into crane stance, and then in close quarters like that, you're really going to kick ass. But mechanically, that prohibition against dodging is punishing. Like, let's say that you get into a fight in your house, you know, somebody just like busts in and decides to start wailing on you. You go into crane stance. This is somebody who didn't bring a gun. They don't have like their throwing knives or whatever. They just, you know, they were passing by. They saw you in the window and they thought, you know, that guy's got a nice TV. I'll steal it. Once you go into crane stance and you can't move, even this hapless goon has no incentive not to just back off from you and like huck your microwave at you or start throwing steak knives at you from the kitchen. You can't defend yourself and you can't attack while this person is standing out of range. So that's just a free round to try to hit you with kitchen knives. Then when you walk into the kitchen to try to stop this guy before he ruins all your good knives, that prevents you from using the kata for the turn. It's too bad because crane style kung fu is pretty iconic, but what's going to happen is as soon as you get those elbows up and you stand there looking dramatic, your foes are going to immediately destroy you with a hail of gunfire and whatever improvised objects come to hand. And that's going to make you a sad crane. Please murder me with bullets stance is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for more kung fu on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.